This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 719, a continuation of part two of the flyer entitled Microsoft's Copilot's View of Degaris's Masculism. So continuing straight on. Topic 9. Multimedia Resources by Hugo Degaris. Degaris leverages a variety of multimedia channels to disseminate his masculist message. Bullet. 600 plus, actually over 700, MGTOW masculist flyers, freely available as text and video on Minds.com and WordPress, collated into an e, that's electronic, textbook. Masculism, men's rebellion against being man's slaves to women. Bullet, YouTube lectures. Over 100 videos, for example, to fluffies and feminists, learn some masculism or be manless series, providing audiovisual presentations of his essays. Bullet, Odyssey and alternative platforms. Mirror sites host Degaris's content to bypass mainstream censorship. Bullet, podcasts and interviews. Appearances on platforms like H Plus Magazine and London Real, where he debates AI futurism and masculist politics. These resources exemplify Degaris's belief in direct communication with men and women, bypassing traditional media filters. Item 10. Intersection with the MGTOW movement. While masculism and MGTOW share the goal of male autonomy, Degaris distinguishes between activism and reflux reaction. MGTOWs see feminism as toxic, take the red pill and withdraw, whereas masculists, bullet, advance political goals for structural change, bullet, educate women and men about reciprocal oppression, bullet, mobilize male solidarity for legal reform. Degaris criticizes MGTOWs as political wimps who lack solidarity, arguing that reproductive rebellion alone cannot enact men-fair legislation. Instead, he advocates combining personal autonomy with collective action to achieve systemic justice. Item 11. Intersection with feminism and critiques. Degaris's masculism directly confronts mainstream feminism, labelling unrefined strands monoconscious for ignoring male oppression entirely. He categorises feminists as, bullet, fluffy feminists, career incompetent women who adopt feminist rhetoric but still expect men's financial servitude. Monoconscious feminists, those fixated solely on female victimhood, blind to female on male oppression. Through biconsciousness, Degaris urges feminists to adopt a two-way oppression model, recognizing that women can also oppress men via divorce laws, educational bias, and reproductive coercion. Feminist critiques of masculism often accuse it of reactionary misogyny, but Degaris contends such critiques ignore empirical data on divorce outcomes and paternity injustices. This is the end of part two.